with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Facebook's local news aggregator is having trouble finding enough local news in some parts of the United States. We'll have the details with Wall Street Journal reporter Lucas Alpert coming up. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. The Federal Reserve is expected to offer more details this week on plans to stop shrinking its $4 trillion asset portfolio. The central bank kicks off its two-day policy meeting on Tuesday. The Fed is expected to extend its pause in raising rates. Officials have already signaled a more patient approach to rate hikes this year, as officials closely monitor slowing global growth and market volatility over trade concerns and Brexit, among other factors. ESPN has reached a 7-year deal with Ultimate Fighting Championship for the rights to sell and stream UFC pay-per-view matches exclusively on the ESPN Plus streaming service. Wall Street Journal reporter Benjamin Mullen says the deal between UFC and ESPN, a unit of Walt Disney, helps Disney expand its direct-to-consumer streaming businesses.
Disney, like a whole bunch of media companies, including Warner Media and Netflix and Amazon, have realized that direct-to-consumer is a huge growth business, especially as traditional cable bundles are eroding a little bit. This fits into Disney's strategy because Disney is launching Disney Plus later this year, and I think they realized that there was a pretty healthy demand for live sports content, streamed just the way that you'd stream entertainment scripted content.
Under the deal, ESPN will stream 12 pay-per-view UFC events a year on ESPN Plus. British Prime Minister Theresa May heads to a summit with European Union officials in Brussels this week after lawmakers roundly rejected her Brexit plan for a second time last week. The Speaker of the House of Commons said Monday that the deal would not be put to a third vote. At the summit this week, the UK will ask the EU to postpone Brexit, which will require unanimous agreement of all 27 governments in the bloc. The decline in the value of Bitcoin is casting a pall over other digital currencies. And as the Wall Street Journal reports, that has supporters bracing during the downturn. Bitcoin, now in its longest slump, is down about 80% from its peak trading value, which reached about $19,800 in December of 2017. And the total market value of all cryptocurrencies is down 85% from its peak in January of 2018. Research firm TradeBlock says cryptocurrency volumes on the largest U.S. exchanges have also been falling for the past 15 months. Still to come, Facebook is struggling to find local news. Facebook is trying to keep up with user demand for more local news, but the social network is having trouble finding local news for its aggregator, Today In. Joining me now in our studio with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Lucas Alpert. Lucas, Facebook did a survey not too long ago in 2017 that found most of its users want more local news. But it seems the problems of the media industry as a whole, namely the disappearance of a lot of local news coverage, is also hitting social media. How does Facebook describe the scope of the problem here?
Well, what they've been trying to do is they've created this product called Today In. It's sort of across 400 cities and areas across the country where it's on the mobile app, kind of a special bug that, you know, allows, you know, you would get a compilation of local news, the weather, you know, kind of community events. So it's a pilot program. But what they've done is they've been crunching data across their entire network to kind of isolate or identify areas where they could expand. And they've determined that about a third of the U.S. by, you know, population lives in places where they don't see enough local news being shared to kind of justify expanding into those areas. So it's a kind of a conundrum into that, you know, they seem to want to do this, but they're unable to find enough, you know, resources to do it.
And it's somewhat ironic that local news outlets are struggling because of a decline in ad revenue, most of which is being eaten up by online platforms like Facebook and Google. Does this mean at least to some degree Facebook is impeding its own efforts here?
Yeah, to some degree. I mean, obviously the dynamic of the decline of local newspapers is you know, manifold, but this is one big one, is that the shift over to digital platforms, you know, the advertising is almost two-thirds dominated by Google and Facebook alone. So there's no money there, and that's sort of caused what some researchers have described as news deserts appearing, where you have you know, local newspapers closing or merging. And, you know, a lot of this is actually going on in suburban areas where you have like maybe a weekly newspaper that's getting absorbed into the big city daily, and then there's just less coverage being done. So this is popping up. It's not like a rural versus city thing purely. It's showing up in interesting ways.
And as you mentioned, the much larger picture here, in the past few months, we've seen pretty devastating cuts to several media outlets, and not to mention the wider trend of the past more than a decade or so that's put many newspapers out of business. So this isn't exactly an easy problem to solve.
No, exactly. This has been an ongoing issue for, you know, really for at least two decades, you know, perhaps even longer. But yeah, the switch to digital, you know, the revenue isn't there what there used to be. So, you know, newspapers are, there's a lot of consolidation in the industry. Big chains are buying up papers. They're diminishing the local products to some degree to cut costs. You have, you know, mergers of small weeklies. Some things are just disappearing completely. This has been going on for, you know, quite some time.
So when it comes to Facebook's platform Today In, what are they trying to solve this problem, or at least get more local news outlets on their aggregator?
Well, they've been involved in some pilot programs, something called the Accelerator Project, where they're trying to help local media outlets figure out ways to use Facebook to engage with audience, figure out ways even off of Facebook to, you know, boost digital subscriptions, maybe use Facebook as a way to like a recruit audience, a find audience that they weren't getting at before. And they've given some grant money to this, you know, not an inconsiderable sum, but, you know, it's still, they're sort of throwing money at a problem that has like a much deeper root cause.
And Facebook, of course, is also under scrutiny in a larger sense for the proliferation of misinformation on its platform. How does that come into play with its efforts to expand its local news coverage?
I think that's really, kind of a key issue why they want to do this. Some questions have arisen, well, why don't they just let, like, local community people kind of be the news function? But, you know, that's sort of been the problem, is that, you know, you end up with a lot of conspiracy theory or just fake news or a lot of abuses, because but what Facebook really doesn't want to be is they don't want to be an editor. You know, they really try to not be that, serve that role. So I think they would like to be in partnership with local news outlets that have an editorial function and can kind of make some judgments about what's true and what isn't, you know, what suits the local community without having to do it themselves.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Lucas Alpert joining me in our studio to talk about Facebook's efforts to bring more local news to its platform. Thanks so much, Lucas.
Yeah, no problem.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.